Well, I think I especially want to ask for prayer this morning.
我今天要为有一个特别的祷告请求。
And I'm still not feeling too well.
我现在感觉身体还是不舒服。
And I had a seizure past Monday.
就是上个周一我有一个癫痫。
So it's just it takes a few days of rest, but still, you know, it's kind of feels kind of funny.
所以说呢，癫痫以后就是需要几天，所以说我今天感觉还是有点奇怪。
So let's just start a word of prayer.
我们开始做个祷告。
就是在你跟我们能够在这里一起的聚会，就不是我们在要讲什么，要听什么，那些主你的话语，在我们心里面做主。做王，感谢主带领我们能够在这里彼此的激励爱心，一起的学习，知道主你在我们心里面，主你是我们的主，你是我们的王，我们感谢你，要高举你的名，奉主的圣名祈求，
阿门。Amen.
So we are coming to the closing chapters of Amos.
我们现在就是快要这个阿摩斯书我们的最后几章了。
And there's some special backgrounds about this book.
这个呢有一些特别的背景。
And for the past 2 weeks, we have talking about these backgrounds.
上两个星期我们都是讲的它的背景。
And the message of this book, Amos, was not a prophet.
这个阿摩斯的那个信息呢，不是讲什么预言。
那它不是一个先知。The messenger, Amos, was a farmer and a shepherd.
他这个讲就讲信息的这个人呢，他不是，他是一个农夫，还是一个
牧人？
牧人。
And he's not a prophet by trade.
但是他不是一个职业的一个这个先知。
And he was also a resident of the southern kingdom.
他呢是住在这个南国。
Judah.But then he was sent to the northern kingdom, Israel, to preach this message.
他呢住在南国的犹大，然后他是被差派到这个北国以色列去传这个信息的。
A brief history of Israel is that they only the kingdom of Israel is unified after only under three kings.
这个整个以色列国它的统一的话，是有几个王是在统一之下的。
And the first king Saul, and then David and Solomon. Under these three kings, the country is a unified kingdom.
就是在扫罗、大卫和所罗门这三个王的以下呢，它是这个国家是统一的。
And after King Solomon, the country was split into two countries.
在所罗门以后呢，这个国家就分成了两个了。
The northern kingdom.Was called Israel.
这是北国的叫做以色列国。
And the southern kingdom was called Judah.
南国叫做犹大国。
And so this messenger Amos lived in the southern kingdom, a little bit south of Jerusalem.
这个阿摩斯呢，就是住在南国，在这个耶路撒冷南边一点。
And you can imagine, you know, a southern guy went to the north to preach an unpleasant message.
你想一想，一个南国的人跑到北国去传扬一个不受人欢迎的信息。
So you know the result, no, he got kicked out.
所以说你知道这个结果就是他被赶出去了。
Now the central theme of this book, Amos, is pretty straightforward.
这个但是他的这个信息是非常直接的。
God has authority over all the nations of the world.
神呢，在全世界，在整个世界上的国家，他都有一个主权。
And you know that, of course, it's all over the universe too. We just sing the song, I know how great thou art.
你知道他也在这个整个宇宙，他有主权。我们刚才唱的你真伟大这个首歌就这样的。
And not only he has authority, and he's going to judge all mankind.
他不光是他有主权，他还要审判全人类。
And not only the other nations, also his chosen people Israel and Judah.
他不光是要审判外邦人，还要审判他所选的选民，就是以色列和犹大国。
And yet, even among all these rebukes and condemnation of God against all these nations,
在他这个约里面，他要他审判这些国家。
He did not try to bring forth destructions.And condemnations right away.
他不是把这个震怒啊，这个审判马上就施行到他的这个国家里面。
And he was patient enough to show his mercy.
但是他是很有耐心的来表示他的怜悯。
We can understand God's love more, you know, through this book.
我们可以透过这本书来了解这个神的爱。
The first thing we know about God is that He's ready to use anyone who's willing to serve.
第一个我们要知道的就是他可以使用任何愿意被他使用的人。
As long as the person is willing to submit to his authority,
只要这个人可以把自己降服在这个神的主权之下，
he is ready to use him or to use her or him.
所以说呢，不管是谁，男的女的，他都可以，神都可以使用。
As we just say, Amos was not a prophet by trade.
我刚才说的就是说，这个阿摩斯他不是一个职业的先知。
He was a shepherd and a farmer.
他是一个这个是牧羊的和一个就是农夫。
And Samuel was being a lowly person, uneducated.
他呢是地位低下，也没有受过什么教育。
But God used him greatly.
但是呢，神还是大大的使用他。
Now, on the other hand of the spectrum, of course, there's the great apostle Paul.
但是在另外一个方面呢，我们也看到这个神也大大的使用这个使徒保罗。
He's a top-notch scholar.
他呢是一个最高学问的人。
And Paul has.Also been tremendously used by God to spread the gospel.
所以说呢，保罗呢也是真的是被神大大的使用来传扬福音。
At that time, he took all the way to Europe.
所以说把他从这个耶路撒冷一直送到这个欧洲。
Now, what are the two in common?
这两个人有什么相同之处呢？
They both are willing to be used by God.
他们两个人都愿意被神使用。
Now, people tend to stress on the outstanding qualifications.
人呢就是好像要来从外面来看他们的这个标准。
And we all say, oh, you want to serve God, what kind of qualifications do you have?
所以说你要向来服侍神，我们要看看你外面的这外在标准是什么。
And that's what Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23, you know, say this.
所以说呢这个耶利米书9章23节这样讲的。
So what are people usually stress on?
这个人愿意人的标准是什么呢
？And by that, if you are rich, right?
你要富足，
有钱啊，很有钱。Okay. And then you are smart, you know?
你呢是有很有智慧。
And you have ability. We are very capable.
你很有能力。
And nowadays, maybe you are very popular.
你现在呢也很有名气。
You know, all these things are given by God. There's nothing to boast about.
但是这些呢？都是被给神赋予的。
But a lot of time we look at these things as the qualification, you know, to serve the Lord.
但是很多时候我们就把这些事情呢，把这些东西呢看成是服侍神的一个标准。
And by that, even at church, you know, we are looking for people with special talents, you know, so that we can, you know, think that God can use them.
所以说在教会可能也是一样的，我们看这个人有特别的才能，所以神呢就可以用他。
So we think that by the time they have better qualifications, they can exert more influence on the society or in the church.
所以说他有这样的能力，我们就可以说，他可以在教会服侍，而且呢可以影响社会。
But no, God is not looking for this kind of abilities per se.
但是不是这样的，神不是看这些标准。
He is an Almighty God. You know, nothing is too difficult for him.
他是一个全能的神，在他面前没有难成的事。
So what he wants is just a humble individual.
他需要的是一个谦卑的人。
And this is what in Micah chapter 6 verse 8 talk about.
这个就是我要讲的，这个就是第六章要讲的。
And Micah chapter 6 verse 8, God told them what exactly what he wants.
这个就是这个弥迦书第六章要讲的，他要什么，他不要什么。
He just want you to be kind, to be good.
他呢只是要这个仁慈，要公好。
How is that? Okay. You cannot see.
Yeah, I cannot see. Oh, I cannot see.
You can see this one. And most important thing for those who are walking for the Lord, to walk humbly with your God.
这个就是需要你和一个谦卑人来服侍神。
By the time you can walk humbly, God can use you greatly.
如果你是可以和神谦卑的同行，神就可以用你。
So don't worry about your ability, okay? I'm a nobody. Don't worry about it.
所以说你不要操心你的能力，也不要说我没有什么了不起，但神可以用你。
You don't need a PhD to serve God, okay?
你不需要一个博士学位来服侍神。
Just humbly walking with God, and then God can use you.
所以说你知道谦卑的与神同行，神就可以用你。
And the second thing in this book is talk about God has authority over all nations.
这个 这本书第二个要讲到的就是神是在所有的事上都他有他的主权。
And he'll exercise his authority to judge this world.
他要用他的这个主权来审判这个世界。
He is a fair God who shows no partiality.
他是一个受人尊一个很公正的神，他呢是没有偏见的。
And yet, among all these corruptions and the immoralities of this world.
但是呢，在这个整个这个腐败弯曲的这个世界里面，
But he's still very patient, trying to delay his to exercise his judgment as long as possible.
他呢还是很耐心的，他呢不想延迟他的审判，就是尽量延迟。
If you read this book, there's one phrase there you will never miss.
你如果读这本书的话，你不会错迷失一个小的词。
It's for three transgressions and four，
就是说你三番四次的作恶犯罪。
You see it over and over again. A sister told me that after the Sunday school on this book, all she remembers this book is.For three transgressions and four.
所以说有一个姊妹就告诉我，她就学了这本书以后，她就这个词老是重复的出现，所以说她就说三番四次的犯罪。
That's the only thing she remembers about the book, okay?
这个就是说她所记得阿摩斯里面所讲的一句话。
But indicating that God was watching from the sideline all along the way.
所以说这个就是表明了神呢一直在旁边的观察。
And yet he's waiting for people to turn back to him.
但是呢，他在等待人呢回心转意。
In chapter 7, you know, Amos pleads with God at least twice to change his mind, to withhold his destruction.
在这个阿摩斯第七章里面呢，这个作者两次求神回心转意。
And God listened and God complied.
所以说呢，神呢就听了他的，神呢也同意了他的。
In this book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 11, this is you can see where God's heart is.
如果说你可以看这本书，就是以西结书33:11，你可以知道神的心是怎样的。
Let's read together. You can see that this is truly the heart of God. You know.
我们来一起来读这个，你就可以了解神的心意。
你对他们说，主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，
我断不喜恶，喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。以色列家啊，你们转回吧，离开恶道，何必死亡呢？
God is appealing to them. Please change your mind, come back to me. No, then I can spare you.
神是在呼召他们说，你们回心转意吧，我可以来救你们。
Judgment is not God what God prefers to do.
这个审判不是神想要做的，非想要做的。
He would rather see the nations to repent and come back.
他希望反而希望是这个国家来回心转意。
Now why does such loving God want to execute such a big scale of destructions?
所以神呢不是要做一个很大的一个审判
？Because he's also a very just God.
但是他是一个非常一个公义的神。
He cannot just turn away from sin and say, "Oh, okay, you're okay. You know, I've just covered your sin, you know, with no consequence."
他是个公义神，说他不能就是转过背来说，哦，你犯了罪，没关系。他是个公义的神。
Now we come to this last chapter, chapter 9 of this book.
所以说，我们就来到这个阿摩斯最后的一本书第九章。
And God is trying to draw a conclusion in this book.
这个最后一章神呢就是要来做一个总结。
Let's read this together, chapter 9, verse 1 to 4, okay?
我们一起来读，就是这个第一节到第四节。好，
我看见
I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said,
你要击打柱顶，使门栏震动，打进柱顶，照在众人头上，所剩下的人，我必用刀杀戮。无一人能逃避，无一人能逃脱。他们虽然挖透阴间，我的手必取他们出来；虽然爬上天去，我必拿他们下来；虽然藏在加密山底，我必搜寻捉他们来；虽然从我眼前藏在海底，我必鸣蛇咬他们；虽被仇敌掳去，我必命刀剑杀戮他们。我必向他们定住眼目，降祸不降福。
So from this verse 2 and 3, you can see that The final, no one can escape this final judgment.
所以说你从第二节到第三节，你可以看见人不可能从神的手下逃脱。
And all these wordings here talk about the, you know, got the, I think English used the under the ground, you know, sure.
所以说呢，这个英文的这个解释就是说，好像是在地下一样，就是这个阴间。
And then, you know, way deep down, you know, the concept is way deep down there. Or you go up to the mountain. I mean, to heaven.
你就是降到最深的阴间，或者是在天上。
And you can try to escape to the top of the mountain.
所以说，或者你在山顶上。
Or you can go to the bottom of the ocean.
所以说你在海底下。
And God said, no, you cannot escape. Okay.
小孩子说你逃不脱的。
So this, but later on you see that even among all this condemnation judgment, God also gives him a hope.
但是你可以看到这个神在这个审判这个惩罚的时候，神还是给他们一个希望。
And we'll read that later part of the book, mean of the chapter later.
啊，我们等一下再读这一些经文。
There's a Chinese saying that the gods don't know and the god and the ghosts, you know, don't notice.
所以说有个这个中文说神不知之鬼不觉。
And to describe something that's so well hidden, you know, you'll be totally avoid detection.
所以说这个人做得非常巧妙，所以说根本就查不到的。
But basically, you know, these gods and ghosts, you know, is created in the human mind.
但是、啊、这里面讲的神和鬼啊，都是人所想象的一个印象。
And what he's trying to say is just that nobody will ever know, no human being will ever know that.
实际上他们就是想说，没有一个人就是这样。一个人呢能知道的。
But the Bible tells us God is omnipresent.
但是神说这个圣经说啊，神是全知的。
And there's nowhere and no way we can hide away from God.
所以说神是这个无所不在的哈，所以说你不可能在任何地方来藏起来的。
And if we have this God-fearing attitude in us, we will know how to behave ourselves.
如果说我们有这样一个敬畏神的一个心的话，我们就知道怎样来做出行为来。
Now, why God's proclamation at that time was falling on deaf ears?
为什么神会这样讲呢？
No, 为什么那时候不听神的话？Why Amos proclamation, you know, about God's judgment seems like falling on deaf ears?
哦，好像这个是阿摩斯说的这个话呢，都落在这个贝利的耳朵听不见的耳朵里面。
Firstly, is human nature.
这个为什么呢？这个第一个就是这个人性。
We are taken after Adam's nature.
我们呢是有了这个亚当的这个性格性情。
We thought that we are after God's image.
我们是这个用神的形象造的，
以为。
我们以为是
，we thought we are after God's image.
哦，我们以为我们是神的形象造的。
That's true. That's before we sin against God. We are being created in God's image.
这个是很这是真的。在我们这个堕落以前呢，真实是用神的形象造的。
This is recorded in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26-27.
这个呢，就在这个创世纪第一章26-27节记载了。
But after we Adam sinned against God.
但是呢，在亚当犯了罪以后呢
，And in Genesis 25 verse 3, you say that we are being taken after Adam's image.
然后呢，就是说二十五节啊，五章第三节就是说我们是取了亚当的形象。
And from then on, we know that since sin came into the world, we have a tendency, the nature to sin against God.
所以说呢，从那以后呢，我们就有一个反抗神的一个性情了。
And also during this period of about 750 BC,
大概就在这个
亚摩斯
主前750年。
Yeah, during the period of Amos, it's about 750 BC.
这个就是。亚摩斯这个时期就是主前750年的时候。
And both these countries, Israel and Judah, are live in a relatively abundant, materialistic, called abundant societies.
在这个时代呢，这个以色列和南国这个犹大呢是住在一个比较富足的这个环境里面。
At least superficially on the surface.
就是在表面上看，至少是这样的。
You can see the description there that the rich people were enjoying their feast. Okay.
你可以看从这个前面的描述，就是说这个富人很享受他们的这个欢宴。
It seems like nowadays we live like that too, right? We go to buffet all the time, right?
好像我们这里面很多人也是这样，我们去那个自助餐也是这样的。
And also they sleep on the a bed made of ivory.
所以说他们也住在象牙的床上。
And yet under all this outward lavishness,
但是呢，在这个奢侈下面呢
，the poor were being exploited.
但是呢，穷人受到剥削。
They were being cheated.
他们呢受欺骗。
They were being sold to slavery.
他们被卖为奴隶。
And at the same time, people were worshiping idols. You know, I think the golden calf in Bethel, you know, that the a major city.
所以说他们在伯特利呢，还来拜偶像。
Even though the country Israel, northern country Israel, has their own priests and their own altars.
甚至在这个北国以色列，他们还有自己的祭司和自己的祭坛。
But all this is just superficial, you know, religion, religious symbol.
这个只是一个表面的一个宗教的一个象征。
But their heart is not there at all.
但是他们的神呢，他们的心呢，却不在这个宗教上面。
Now it was during this time, Amos was being sent to Bethel to speak against it.
所以说在这个时候呢，阿摩是被送到这个伯特利来说预言。
To tell them that they better back off from the wicked ways.
告诉他们，你们最好离开你们这个。恶行
or else the Lord is going to destroy you.
要不然的话，神就会来毁灭你们。
Now it's a very disturbing message when you are having fun.
所以说你在有很高兴的、兴高采烈的时候，你这个信息是不受欢迎的，很打击人的。
So and you know that, then as a result, you know that they're going to they kick him out.
所以说在这个时候呢，阿摩斯就被。赶出去了。
As a matter of fact, the one who kicked him out is the priest, right? That you know, a Messiah, the one who wanted to kick him out.
真正的真把他赶出去了，反而是一个祭司把他赶出去了。
It is not an attractive assignment, to tell people who are in the middle of their enjoying their worldly pleasures.
所以说呢，这个，去告诉人啊，你不要这样做那样做，是一个很难的一个任务。
Especially when they're having such fun, you know, you tell them you're doomed, you know.
Yeah. 特别是他们在兴高采烈，他们很高兴的时候这样做更不时髦。
You look at the society around us right now.
所以说你现在看看我们周围的世界。
You don't have to look far, okay? Just look at the city of Eugene, okay?
你不用看很远，你就看看这个尤金城。
And then just a small city, right? It's not a big city. According to the Asian standard, this is almost.Like a countryside, okay.
如果说你照着亚洲人的标准，这尤金是一个小的乡镇呐。
And look at all the immoralities.
但是你看看这个腐败。
And then all the greed, all the indulgence.
看一看那个贪婪，看那个放纵。
And right now, getting more and more violence.
这个越来越下滑了。
And by the time you look farther, there are wars everywhere, right?
如果你再看远一点，你看到处都是战争。
Now this all stems from the people turning away from God.
这个就是因为人是远离了神。
Now at the time of the prophet Ezekiel,
在这个以西结这个先知的时代
，God gave him a similar commission to tell the Israel people, you know, that you better back off.
神呢给以西结同样一个使命，就是说告诉以色列人说。你们要远离罪。
But on top of the commission that God asked Ezekiel to do,
但是在这个整个他任务之上呢，他神也要告诉以西结做一件事情。
God also gave Ezekiel the prophet himself a message, a warning.
神给了以西结这个先知同样一个警告。
In the book of Ezekiel, the Lord warned.Ezekiel of his duty.
这个在以西结书这里面，神要以西结做到他的这个任务，要做出来。
神给他一个警告。
一个警告。
And let's read this together. What kind of a warning that God gave Ezekiel?
我们一起来读，看看这个神给以西结的警告是什么样的。
人讲
啊，我照样立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话。替我警戒他们，我对恶人说：“恶人呐、你必要死。你以西结若不开口警戒恶人，使他们离开所行的恶道，这人必死在罪孽之中。我却要想你讨他丧命的罪。”
God told them that you, Ezekiel, are the watchman for these people.
神这样说，以西结啊，你是这些人的守望者。
If they hear your message, they don't turn back from God, it is their problem.
如果他们听到你的这个信息，他们转离罪恶，他们不转离的话，叫他们转离罪恶，他们不转，这个是他们的问题。
But if they don't turn back because they did not hear the message, that's your problem also.
如果他们没有听到你的警告，所以说他们没有转离罪的话，这个就是你的问题。
The Apostle Paul seems like to be under the same pressure.
所以说呢，这个哦 ，Paul 啊
，Paul 对呀，
这个使徒保罗好像也在同样的一个压力之下。
Say, who am I if I don't preach the gospel?
他说，若不传福音，我就有祸了。
He feels he's under the obligation to preach the gospel, to share the gospel with everyone.
他觉得他是有这个义务，有这个任使命在身，他要传这个福音。
And when I read these things, I just say, is this warning for us also?
我在读的时候，我就在想，这个是不是对我们的一个警告呢？
That we are the watchmen of the world, and we better warn the world, watch, you know, that the coming judgment of the world of the Lord.
我们是这个世界的守望者，所以说我们要把这个警告告诉世人。
I think so. God gave us this commission, and God also gave us this warning.
所以说呢，我相信是这样的。所以说，神给了我们这个使命，神也给了我们这个警告。
But when we just look at the community around us here,
如果是我们看看这个整个这个社区啊
，No, I don't know about you, but most of them I feel powerless.
我不知道你感觉怎么样，但是我感觉我是无能为力。
Leave alone the whole world, okay? Just Eugene, you know, just look at Eugene, you know.
好，我们不要看全世界了，我们就看看尤金就行了。
How on earth can I tell all these people here that the judgment of the Lord is coming?
你怎样去告诉这些美国人说？审判要来了，
不一定美国人的，所有人的 ，OK，
还不光是美国人，所有的。
Now we have the city fest, right? I mean the coming, okay? So hope that each one of you can invite your friend, you know, to go to city fest and
我们7月28号有一个全程的一个布道会，所以说你告诉你的朋友，叫他们来。
Okay, at least in the city of Eugene, you know, we can pay this responsibility. You know, we tell everyone that you know, the law is coming, the law is going to judge.
至少在 Eugene 我们有这个布道会，我们可以告诉世人说，神要来了，神要来了。
But you look at the whole world, the world situation is not getting any better.
你可以看看全世界，全世界的情况不会是越来越好。
And I just wonder what my kids and my grandkids are going to face somewhere down the road.
我就是有时候也想我的这个孩子和孙辈他们要面临的是什么呢？
People become more and more apathetic.
这个人呢越来越这个是漠不关心了。
Even including those in church.
甚至包括在教会里面的人也是这样。
And there's a big church, you know, who's trying to welcome the new pastor.
这有一个教会就是来欢迎一个新来的这个
牧师。Okay. And that time, on that day, there was a homeless man walking to the church.
那天呢，有一个无家可归的人来到这个教会。
And then the people look at him with kind of despise, you know, and just say, "Can you sit at the back?"
所以说，人就以鄙视的眼光看着他，说：“你可不可以坐在后面啊？”
And so the people were very excited about the new pastor coming, so they were keep talking and you know and singing and things like that, and waiting for the new pastor to show.
所以说，这些人呢都很兴奋，新的牧师要来的时候，他们在聊天啊，很高兴，很期待。
And end of them, by the time they try to introduce the new pastor, say, "Where is he?"
然后呢，到了这个要介绍新牧师的时候，他们说：“哎，牧师在哪里呢？”
And up then, that homeless guy was the pastor, so he walked up there.
所以说，后来那个无家可归的人呢，又走上来，他是新牧师。
Is it the way I'm treated right now? You know, in this church.
他说是不是？他说了。
Yeah.
他说我是不是应该这样被人这样对待呢？
You guys go home and think about it, okay?
他说你们回家想一想吧。
I'll see you next week.
我下个星期再和你们见面。
That's it, okay? That's the introduction of
这个就是一个新牧师的一个介绍会就开端。
No, 结束了 okay?
Yeah.
That's it. He just say, okay, see you next week. You guys go home and think about it, okay?
他说今天完了，你们回家想一想，下星期见。
Okay, so that's it.
这 就是这样了。
So we know that this apathetic so attitudes, you know, not only outside the church, it's inside the church, you know, we still have this, even have that.
所以说这种漠不关心的这个态度啊，在外面，在教会里面都是有的。
So I just pray that God will give us enough incentive, you know, to be His messenger.
所以说我希望神呢给我们一个刺激，让我们可以真的是成为他的一个信使。
If not to those outside the church, at least to those who walk through the door of this church.
他不光是做这个教会外面的人的信使，而且就是每一个进到我们教会门里的人，也是做他们的信使。
就算不做外面的，最少做里面。At least those who walk through the church, we show our concern and we share with them the message of God.
所以说不做，就算不做外面的，但是进来的人，我们都要做他们的信使。
It's easy to turn a blind eye to say, "Oh, I did not see it."
很容易就说哦，我没看见他们。
But like I say before, God knows everything, and nothing can hide away from Him.
但是像我前面说的一样，什么都逃不出神的眼目。
And one day we will face God. Not only they face God, we will face God, and God will ask us, "What have you done?"
所以说有一天呢，人人都要面对神，不光是外面的人。甚至我们也要面对神。神说：“你做了什么呢？”
It is very natural for us to feel desperate and powerless.
是不是很容易就是我们可以觉得我们是一点我们无能为力
？And there's nothing can do to change this world.
我们要改变世界是做不了什么东西的。
Even a psalmist, a very famous psalmist, you know, in write about his feelings, you know, what his desperation inside him.
所以说，甚至有一个诗人，他也把他的内心的感受写出来了。
So we read Psalm 73. I think it's a very vivid description of what he saw and how he felt.
这个呢，就是诗人所写的，是很形象的写出他看见了什么，他内心的感受是什么。
I think it's kind of funny, very vivid. Let's read together, okay? These few verses.
这是很详实的记载了。我们来一起来读。
我见恶人和狂妄人享平安，心怀不平。他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的妻壮实，他们不像被人受苦，也不像
对，
所以他们的
骄傲如箭，带着他们的想象，强暴像衣裳，遮住他们的身体。
他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，
他们所得的过于心里所想的，
他们
讥笑人，乐意说欺压人的话，他们说话自高。他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁全地，所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。他们说：“神怎能晓得？至高者岂有知识呢？”看哪、啊，这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手，表明无辜。
You can see that this guy is desperate, right? This psalmist is desperate.
你可以看见这个人，他真的是很绝望的。
And his future is very vivid, you know. And your body bulge out, you know. I think I lose some weight, or else I look like that too, you know.
所以说你可以看到他们很骄傲，他们这个身体很棒。
我现在已经瘦一点了。啊，说你的，我棒。
And they just cursing God, cursing man, okay, cursing heaven, everyone.
这些恶人呢，他又是诅咒上帝，诅咒人。
And at times we feel desperate.
所以说，在那个时候呢，他就感到很绝望。
We are absolutely right. We cannot do anything about it.
所以说，我们觉得自己无能为力，真的是这个感受是。真千真万确的
，Truly we cannot do anything，
是真的我们做不了什么的
，But God can，
但是神可以做。
So in this impossible mission， God wants us to learn how to rely on Him。
所以说我们在一个不可能完成的使命中，神要我们依赖他。
God just wants us to be faithful，
神要我们信实
，to be humble， to be His watchman，
谦卑做他的警戒人
，and we tell the world。What's going to come?
我们要告诉世界，这个将来会发生什么。
And yet, among all this condemnation, the law also gives people some hope.
所以说，就算在这个神的这个谴责里面，神也给了人希望。
There's two purposes of God's coming in the future.
所以说神呢来要来呢，他是有两个目的的。
The first one, yes, he's going to come to judge.
第一个目的当然他是来审判的。
And also the second reason is he's going to establish his glorious kingdom.
第二个呢，他是要来建立他一个荣耀的国度。
The Bible mentions that there's a period of time, you know, in the future that God is going to establish his kingdom on earth.
所以说圣经上讲了，就神在将来的有一个时段啊，他要建立他的国度。
And this kingdom is going to be a thousand year long.
这个国度呢，就是一千年长，叫千禧年。
And the kingdom is called Millennium Kingdom.
所以说这个就叫做千禧年。
And it's a very special period on earth.
这个是一个地球上一个很独特的一段时间。
And Christ will rule on earth for a thousand years.
基督要在世上作王一千年。
And the situation will be like the time when God created the heaven and earth.
这个就好像是神在在这创造新天新地的那个时代一样。
And this is kind of briefly described in Amos, the last part of Amos, chapter 9, verse 11 to 15.
所以说这个在阿摩斯书第九章第十一节到十五节。
Let's read together, okay?
我们一起来读。
大帐子，我必建立大为倒塌的帐幕，堵中其座，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修建，使以色列人得以东所剩余的和所有称为我名下的国。此乃行这事的耶和华说的。耶和华说，日子将到，耕种的必歇息收割的，采葡萄的必结续杂种的，大山要低下甜酒，小山都必流来。我必使我民以色列被掳的归回，他们必重修荒废的城邑居住，栽种葡萄园和其中所出的酒，修果木园吃其中的果子。我要将他们栽于本地，他们不再从我所赐给他们的地上拔出来。这是耶和华你的神说的。
What happened during the time I must describe?
这个是阿摩斯讲的这些事情是发生了什么呢？
David's tent will be reestablished.
这个大卫的帐幕被重修了。
Of course, it's not David himself coming back, it's his descendants, Jesus Christ, who's going to come back and rule.
不是大卫会自己来，而是大卫的子孙耶稣基督会再来。
And the land will produce plenty.
这个土地呢，土地这个生产很多。
And the sowing and the harvesting just one after the other, okay? Closely, no
connection. 所以说，耕种啊，这个是丰收是一个接一个的。
And the book of Isaiah has a different describe it in a different way.
但是在这个以赛亚书呢，有一个不同的描述。
And it's the same thing. Everything just go back to the beginning of creation.
这个好像是就是描述同一个事情，好像就是我们那个时代走回了刚刚创世的时候那个事情。
Okay, we will read this one. This one also is a very interesting description of what will happen then.
这个我们一起来读，这个也是很这个形象的描述了。
好，
豺狼，
豺狼必与绵羊同居，豹子与山羊同饿，少壮狮子有牛犊并肥畜同行，小孩子要牵引他们。牛与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同饿，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在电蛇之洞口，断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的蟹上，为我的圣山献祭，这一切都不尚能不害我，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。到了耶西的根立作万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之地在。
So 这个 this root of Jesse is Jesus Christ, okay?
这个大卫的根就是讲到耶稣基督。
And here it's described very interesting. Have you ever seen the lion eats grass?
这个描述是比较新奇的。你看见过这个狮子吃草吗？
You know, in the creation, during when they were all created, were creatures, you know, when God first created them, you know what they eat?
你知道吗？在刚刚在创世之初啊，这个他们吃什么呢？
I want to take a guess. What did they eat? In the Bible,
我希望你们去猜一猜他们吃什么动物。
草 ，yes, they eat grass.
啊，他们吃草。
All the animals, all the creatures were eating grass, not meat.
啊，所以说呢，所有的动物呢都是吃草的，不是吃肉的。
When did they start eating meat?
他们什么时候开始吃肉的呢？
After the flood, right? After the flood, after Noah.
所以说在这个大洪水之后，在挪亚方舟之后开始吃草吃肉的。
So being a vegetarian is very biblical, okay?
所以说你如果要当一个素食主义者，你是符合圣经的。
And you know that right now we find that the vegetarian diet is the most healthy diet, okay?
知道吗？现在这个素食的这个食物啊，是最健康的。
But at that time, you know, during that time when God ruled over this land for 1,000 years, this is going to what happened. And this is what happened in the beginning of the creation, before man sinned.
所以说在要来的这一千年呢，就是我们神开始创造世界的这个最初的景象。
All things live in harmony.
所有的事，人呢，动物啊，都是和谐的生活在一起。
And I say another part describe it, this period. If you die at 100 years old, you are being looked at as a kid.
所以说以赛亚还形容了，如果说你100岁死了，你仍算是小孩子。
And but also during this time, 1,000 years, Satan will be locked up in the bottomless pit.
所以说在这一千年里面呢，这个撒旦呢被捆在无底坑里面。
And Christ will be the ruler of this earth for 1,000 years.
这个基督呢要在这个世上做王一千年。
To me, I think it's truly to be a blessing can co-labor to work together with this God.
所以说对我来讲，能够和这位神同工真是一种荣幸。
It's all powerful, all knowing.
这个是完全无所不知无所不能的一个神。
And yet, it's all loving.
但是也是一个慈爱的神。
It'seager to bless each one of us.
他呢是希望就是祝福我们在座的每一个人。
This quarter our theme is the church and the community.
这个我们这一次这个季度的这个主题是讲教会和社区。
Yes, we have the whole community of Eugene in front of us.
我们外面呢有一个整个尤金的这个社区。
And he may ask each one of us to perform different roles.
他要我们在这个社区，神要我们在这个社区，做出不同的事情。
I mean, he put us in every situation with his own purpose.
他把这个整个现在的我们所处的处境呢，神有他的目的。
He's not going to ask us to achieve something beyond our ability.
他不会是超出我们的能力来要求我们做出什么事。
All he asks us is to be humble.
他要求我们谦卑。
And to be faithful to our callings.
让我们对我们的呼召信实。
Let's pray.
好，我们祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天借着 Steve 弟兄的口向我们所说的话。神有一天你要再来，你有审判，但是你也有怜悯。你不光是要审判世人，你还把我们当作警戒人，也警戒我们，让我们对你的使命要负责。说我们真的是仰望你，但是我们的能力确实有限，我们生活在这个邪恶的时代，我们确实压力很大，但是我们愿意的是我们有一个谦卑的心。我们的神无所不能，尽管我们什么都不可做不到，所以说我们就是谦卑的来到你面前，对你的呼召信实。主啊，真的是我们不能，但是求你来使用我们。就像保罗说的呀，我不若不传福音，我就有祸了。主啊，求你把这个负担放在我们心里。主啊，把谦卑的心，把详实的心，把信实的心也放在我们心里。主，我们这样来仰望你，感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
let's stand up and let's sing our response hymn together, which is 来唱回应诗 Grace Alone, which God provides.